Embedded with Nebraska Volleyball in Beijing, China, I'm John Baylor, on the road with Runza. The Huskers hit the dance floor tonight at the Hard Rock Cafe. A week of hard training and travel turned into a spontaneous team dance underneath the Elvis paintings while serenaded by the Filipino cover band Night Shift. The match with the Beijing Pro Team this morning was not that competitive. Nebraska stomped a team depleted by players missing with the Chinese national squad. The two played numerous games to 10, most won by the Big Red, and then finally a game to 25. Here was game point.
After practicing for hours, the Beijing Pro Team and the Huskers have come down to game point. Along to the Big Red, leading 24-23. Service, Beijing. It'll be a jump serve. And that ball is long. Game point, Nebraska, 25-23. And a two-and-a-half-hour morning of practice finally ends. And the teams line up to shake hands.
Amanda Gates at middle and Rachel Schwartz in the back row are clearly vastly improved from last year, and Coach Cook again this season will have some happy dilemmas regarding playing time. We spent the afternoon touring the Forbidden City, the imperial palace for five centuries of Chinese emperors. The Forbidden City is nearly a kilometer by a kilometer, filled with stunning temples and countless tourists. The often dilapidated Beijing we saw 6 years ago has largely given way to a gleaming aluminum and glass. The financial district has risen to a collection of dozens of skyscrapers. Though much of central and western China remains third world, and the third world no longer seems to be part of this glistening urban eastern region. Tomorrow morning, training again with the Beijing Pro Team as the second week begins on this 18-day odyssey. For more on the Huskers in Asia, including photos and my blog, just go to Huskers.com. Embedded with Nebraska Volleyball in Beijing, China, I'm John Baylor, on the road with Runza.